Matt Jones.
It's Net Sounds. It is 2019, and welcome back. I'm Jamie McDonald. Our first show edition of 2019. And before we get too excited about all the new music that is around 2019, lure you in with that, we're going to go back to 2018 first for a show that we were going to probably record, I think, in December time, maybe even November, but here we are. Let's just shake it up and do things different. So our first show of the new year for new sounds, new things. 2019 is all about 2018. I am joined across the desk by a slimmed down, toned down, tone deaf.
You're a dead man, Jamie McDonald.
Kyle Walker, how are you, sir?
I'm doing grand. Thank you very much for having me back for the third time.
Is this the third time?
It is the third
okay,
time.
Okay, right. Third time people lucky then. I'm sure the others were good too. Your work with Scottish Provincial Press, have you been promoted since we last spoke? What is your job title now?
I'm still doing the entertainment correspondence. So I'm still doing sort of the arty nonsense.
This is a show for you then?
Basically,
you're on the right one.
I hope so. I mean, I was looking for the Pretentious Bastard podcast, but I will settle for Night Sounds.
They're next door.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
They're just pulling together their sermon from the weekend.
Oh, smashing.
Okay, so we will maybe touch on 2019, but for now, this is, I think, your playlist from last year, 2018. Some of your favourite songs, favourite bands from the year?
Yeah, very much. Well, I've been back a couple of times now, I've sort of set myself a wee challenge of not repeating bands that I've sort of picked before, because obviously this is, you know, a new music podcast and you want new bands and new artists, and which is why I'm very glad that we started off with a band that I've picked every single time I've been on this show.
And since we last spoke, I've seen the band live as well. Yes. And they were incredible. It was a bit of a strange one that they were supporting Future Islands.
Yep.
But great, and I loved it. So anyway, the Idols, tell us about this track.
Yes, well, this is a sort of the track two off their 2018 album, Joy is an Act of Resistance. And I think it's, looking at 2018 in music, particularly in UK sort of independent music, I think it's impossible to sort of even begin to talk about without talking about the year that Idols had. Where, you know, their album hit the top five and it's sort of all independently sort of done. I mean,
incredible.
They've been selling out pretty much every show they've put on.
Yep.
I mean, it's been sort of incredible to witness. And I remember seeing them in 2017. I went to see them at Sneaky Pete's.
Yeah.
And like me and like maybe like 90 other people packed into this wee basement room.
That would have been intense.
It was incredibly intense. Your man was swigging Buckfast straight from the bottle and smashing into a cymbal every 5 seconds with his fist.
I'm told the only way to do it.
Well, you know, Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a great album. Danny Nedelko is maybe the obvious standout track, and it was my track from last year, one of the ones that I was trying to put forward as being a national anthem for the country at one point. It's a great track, but it's a great album, so, and I'm not surprised that you've chosen them again.
Yeah, I mean, I really love Joy. It's one of my top two or three albums this year. I think it's like, it's an album that's very much got something to say about sort of the world and the country we live in. I mean, tracks like Danny Nedelko and Samaritans and...
absolutely.
I mean, it's an album that's sort of presenting a sort of, I don't know, an antidote to the sort of toxic rhetoric that's spurting out right now across the political spectrum. And they're doing it through sort of total belters as well. And I mean, Never Fight a Man with a Perm is, on one hand, a sort of song about, you know, arsehole sort of toxic men.
Yeah.
But it's also really, really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, I can't even begin to quote it because we've just listened to the whole thing.
It's great. I was going to say we'll play it again, but we won't do that. But yeah, it's...
It's actually all 10 of my picks today, Jamie.
Okay, so moving on to Never Fight a Man with a Perm. This is Idols. No. Throwing everyone into confusion there. Okay, so... definitely. So that's a good way to start for you then.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because it's just, they're a band that we've talked about many a times, and I think, you know, I'm so glad you actually got to see them as well, because you've been dealing with me just blethering shit at you about them for 2-3 years now, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
so
great. And I would go and see them again, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, this is how much of a dork I've become. Yeah. I'm going to London to see them in April.
Fantastic. You know, it's just huge energy from it that you really get, and this and urgency from it all. And no, I loved it. I loved it.
Mm. And then Future Islands on after.
Future Islands, yeah.
Which was so,
do you know what, they were great. I like Future Islands. It was great, but it just seemed an odd pairing in a way. But hey ho. Yeah. Tell me, was it difficult picking these tracks that we've got here?
Yes.
Ten songs.
It was very difficult to narrow it down. I mean, like I said, with sort of my self-imposed culling of anything that I've already talked about, any artists I've talked about, I thought it was going to be a lot more difficult to sort of pick another 9 tracks.
Yeah.
But it became an absolute nightmare cutting them back to just another 9 tracks.
Yeah.
It was such a good year for music, 2018.
We found it really difficult when we were doing our end of year stuff to, I guess, try and pick. I found more singles or single tracks than albums in a way. It was easier to pick maybe the albums in some way, but there were so many individual songs, some from bands that actually hadn't maybe released albums. There was EPs here. There was loads of stuff. It was quite difficult to narrow it. Once you need to make that list initially, and you're like, okay, I've maybe got about 20, and then you're like, oh, but this one.
Yeah.
Oh, now I've got 30, now I've got 40. So I can imagine 10 would be quite difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I was still making last-minute tweaks to this list about 5 minutes before Jamie came to pick me up in the limousine. So that was tricky.
We could have done a wee story about how when your driver arrived, but nah, never mind. We've blown that one.
Well, look, we can just cut it. We'll go back to this.
I'll edit that. Yeah, right. So
let
listen,
it make it sound funny. It'll
we've got 10 tracks to go through. So that was Idols. Brilliant start. There's some names here I don't recognise, and there's some that I'm looking forward to hearing and hearing again. This next one, She Drew the Gun.
Yes. Now, this is somebody I got into very, very recently, sort of the last couple of months. They're sort of a strange psychedelic-y, the Liverpudlian band.
They're from the Wirral or somewhere, aren't
they? They're from the Wirral, yeah, I think. But they're very, very, very good. I mean, their first album, whose name I can't remember, was a lot folkier. And then... very, very good, but they've always had this sort of undercurrent, this thread of political stuff, sort of like, you know, sort of avowedly working class, political, you know, anti-misogynist, anti-racism, anti-everything, terrible, basically. But then they released this new album, Revolution of Mind, sorry. The first single was Resistor. They released this new album, sort of tail end of last year, called Revolution of Mind.
Yeah.
And it's really sort of psychedelic and sort of, it's a very 60s sound to it. You'll hear it with this track. It's very sort of 60s.
I've just seen that they supported the Coral and done some stuff with them. I think they knew one of the guys in the band, the Coral. Some of their stuff's a bit psychedelic, a bit 60s and stuff, so...
Yeah, I think I've...
You've been down the same road?
It's a little bit, yeah. I mean, I have to admit to you, Jamie, that I know one Coral song, and it is the Coral song that everybody knows, the one that was in that bit from Scrubs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For all I know, the Coral went death metal, and you're taking the utter piss out of me right now.
No. The Coral actually had a good album out last year too, which took me by surprise because I listened to it on the way to work one day, and it sounded as if it had been produced and put through the works by Jeff Lynne. Which was a bit bizarre at first, but it wasn't. But they are massive fans, apparently, of Jeff Lynne. So, who knew?
Bless.
Bless them.
Bless.
Okay, so I'm really intrigued to hear this now. Shall we play it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so this is She Drew the Gun and Something for the Pain. Something for the Pain, She Drew the Gun. I really liked that.
Thank you.
I got quite excited there when it started. I was like, oh, yes. We instantly got that straight away. It is, I think you said it as well, it's kind of classic pop with a little bit of 60s, I don't know.
It's very...
almost psychedelic tinge to it.
Yeah, it's like if Nancy Sinatra got really into sort of Gramsci and then started, like, lobbing, like, Molotov cocktails through windows.
Yeah. No, I like that. I really do like that a lot. I'm going to go and discover some more about these guys, actually.
Oh, definitely do.
And
they've got a few tickets left for their Glasgow gig on the 22nd of February.
All right, okay.
Yeah, they're playing mono. So, you know... they're just great as well. They're just fantastically... They've got a good ear for a melody, but they've got a nice message, a good positive political message. There's going to be a lot of politics in this podcast.
That's absolutely fine. Okay, what have we got next? Queen for a Day is the name of the track.
Yes, this is...
Skating Polly?
Yes, Skating Polly. I've only... Again, they're a band I sort of got into this year. Somebody got me into them, and they've absolutely loved this band. They've loved this band for ages. And I'm very, very bad, I think a lot of us are, of being recommended a band and being told you have to check this band out, and going, of course, I will do this right away. This will be my next
like
thing.
Like I've just done there, yeah.
And then not listening to them for anywhere up to 6.5 years.
Yeah, guilty.
So eventually, this person ground me down, and I finally listened to them. I was like, oh, this is really good. And it was when this album came out, I listened to it, the Make It All show. And it's really sort of, it's power pop. It's very, it's a bit of Riot Girl infused with there as well. Mm-hmm. Really high energy, really sort of, there's a rawness to it that you'll hear. But it's, again, it's just got a really catchy, powerful quality to it. And I went to see them live in September, and it was one of the most sort of, it was like a wee basement show, and it was just, oh, it was jumping, eh? It was like one of those gigs that you just, you're sort of packed in like sardines, but you just don't care because it's just so, it's a total sweaty, energetic box of fun.
Great.
What a wonderful description that was.
I love an energetic box of fun.
It's my favourite. That's my favourite Madness song, actually. Days at the boardwalk, hair teased up, I'm torn up. I'm gonna think myself silly till I'm not silly anymore. I'm gonna make myself silly till I'm not really. Tomorrow will be trounced. I'm talking trippy on a wavelength. The sun will be bouncy. Oh, so bouncy. Today will be past tense. And I can make it to tomorrow if I make this show. I can make it all show, be vulnerable. I'm gonna win a ball, there's sorry, be the one to get the gold. I'll be queen for a day. Queen for a day. Queen for a day.
Skating Polly, really liked that. Good choice.
Thank you very much, as always. yeah, I mean, like, they've been going, like, I mean, they're just a really good sort of, they're just really good. And, like, they've been going for quite a few years, but they were so young when they started as well. I mean, I think the singer slash bassist was about, I want to say, like, 8. And the guitarist and other singer was 14. And they've been going for about 10 years now. This is their 5th album, the new one, the Make a Hole show. It's like, and they, like, when I was 8, I was like getting battered at school. Don't laugh at that, Jamie, you monster.
I'm sorry. It's just the vision. Yeah, no, I really like that. Queen for a Day. Skating Polly. Great. I'm going to check that more out as well. Okay, this next one I know nothing about at all. Paper Rifles.
Paper Rifles. Now, I love Paper Rifles. Paper Rifles are a Leith band who play very, very sort of... It was originally just this one guy, John... I want to say John Dick, but I can't be 100% on that. And I don't want to call him a dick on this wonderful, wonderful podcast. But John Dick was originally in a band called The Curators, I believe. And then he started doing this sort of stuff as Paper Rifles. And originally it was just sort of solo, acoustic, sort of agitfolk type stuff. And he sort of, now he's got a full band behind him. And the full band released their first album last year called The State of It All. But I really liked them since it was just sort of him doing acoustic songs. And that's how I first heard this song, was sort of a few years ago as an acoustic one, which is why I'm technically calling this one a 2018 song on a technicality, Jamie, because this was when it was released on this new version. So, but it's really sort of, it's really just sort of good, honest songwriting. It's, there's a lot of craft. This is a very, again, a very politically charged song. Yeah. But it's very, very, it's the, it's sort of just how you sort of this song grabs your attention. It's very, it's just, it's sort of immediate. Yeah, it's just really good. And I'd love to see them sort of do more with it. Because the album this is on, I found it one of the sort of great undiscovered treasures of 2018 in terms of sort of pop punk and sort of power pop. It's a really, really well constructed and well crafted album with some really good songwriting at its heart, and I really want more people to discover it. So
card, and we clap our hands in the comments. Oh no, when the thinking gets too hard.
There we go, Paper Rifles. Liked his voice there. That's another one add to my albums to go and check out. I'm actually really annoyed at myself that I've not heard that before now, or the album before now. So
yeah, I mean, they're great, and they're great live as well, I should stress. To
let's get them up to Inverness.
Any promoters who might be listening or hosting podcasts right directly opposite me, I, as you know, people who've listened to me drone on and on about shite before on this podcast will attest to, I have bigged up Book Your Ain Fest in Dundee. And I, last year's one, Paper Rifles were playing it, and I swear on anything you'd care for me to swear on that they were easily the standout band of that festival. They tore the absolute roof off. They had passion, commitment. They did a cover of Say It Ain't So by Weezer, and it was a cover of Say It Ain't So by Weezer that was so good, even I didn't hate it. And I hate Weezer with the fiery passion mostly reserved for traitors.
Yeah.
So check them out, and come on up to Inverness, chaps. Well, it'll be great.
Get in touch. Yeah, we should actually. It'd be good. Yeah, I think it'd be great live. Oh. Pennies for the Dead, Paper Rifles. Okay, we have next Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers.
Yes.
That's a great title for a band.
It is, isn't it? Laura Jane Grace, she's the front woman for Against Me. Against Me, a very, very, very sort of popular, quite influential sort of punk band over the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
She's famous particularly because she came out as trans in 2012, 2013. Mm-hmm. And she released, as Against Me, this stunning work, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, which was this magnificent punk album. It was raw, it was aggressive, it was a very sort of interesting sort of coming out message. But what I've really enjoyed about Laura Jane Grace is the albums she's released since with Against Me, and then this, which is her first solo album. So what I've really appreciated about her songwriting since Transgender Dysphoria Blues is how she's sort of explored what comes next with her identity, and with sort of how you sort of navigate your life sort of after you have this big sort of moment. There's still the day-to-day
what's next
existence.
Yeah.
The Against Me album she did in 2016, Shapeshift Me, was a really, really, really fantastic effort. And this album, Bought to Rot, it's a really interesting album because it's sort of like, she said herself that she wanted it to sound a bit like a mixtape. So it's it's not sort of a definitive through line. It's almost sort of like diary entries, I would say.
Yeah, like a personal kind of journey. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you've got sort of songs that deal with sort of, you know, love, deal with sort of depression, deal with... And then you've got this song, I Hate Chicago, which is about how much she hates Chicago. But it's also about sort of her having to deal with her ex-wife and sort of, you know, who lives in Chicago. And yeah, it's a very honest album.
Yeah.
But it's a very good... And it's a lot poppier than Against Me, obviously, and it's a lot more genre diverse in terms of, like, there's some pop, there's some country, there's there's a lot. I really like the album, and it's one of those rare joys where I can't quite put into words why exactly.
Yeah,
and I find that, well, you know,
let's not put it into words. Let's just hear it and share it.
Yes, let's do that, Jamie.
Let's do that. Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers. That's a great title. And I Hate Chicago.
Traffic makes getting no- nowhere take that much longer. I hate the Cubs, the Sox, the Blackhawks, and the Bulls. I could give a shit about the Pumpkin, Slint, or Wilco. Learn how to make a pizza, you fucking jackoffs. Say hello back when someone says hello, you asshole. I hate O'Hare, I hate Midway, I can't stand Chicago. Christ, you caught me. This is actually just another divorce song. Maybe it's not all of Cook County's fault, but it feels like another dog shit day in Suck City. Jesus Christ, could you assholes at least learn how to drive? Fuck XRT and fuck Lollapalooza. You and all your self-righteous hipster hoods can go to hell. I especially hate Bridgeport, cause that's where she lives. For every reason that she loves it, I can't stand Chicago. Oh, and I head north on Lakeshore Drive, back by, and I close my eyes, and I reach the magic point, and I run for magic miles. Yeah, when I head north on Lakeshore Drive, back by, and I close my eyes, and I reach the magic point. An ocean, and I know somewhere beyond is waiting just for me. No matter how high you dickheads build it, you'll only ever be in Illinois. That'll always be way too close to Missouri.
Not what I was expecting there. I like it. Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers. Quite country there. And the only other song I think I know with Chicago in the title is Dear Chicago, the Ryan Adams track, which I think, interestingly enough, is about a breakup as well, and sad memories and moving on and trying to get out of a bitch of a relationship. But not as aggressive as that one.
Yeah,
there.
I can't
They're
imagine.
Quite different versions.
Yeah, I can't imagine different Ryan tones. Adams yeah. slagging off Slint.
No. Okay, here we go with Jeff Rosenstock.
Yes. Now, Jeff Rosenstock, it took me forever to pick which track to do this for this album because I love this album post. I went for this one in the end because the one I was originally going to pick was 8 minutes long, and I figured I needed to hear as much of my own voice in this as possible, which is what you always want from a new music podcast.
Absolutely. Who told you that?
You did, Jimmy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
You did at length. Post, this is an interesting one. It came out on January the 1st of 2018.
Yeah,
And I think it pretty much came out like on the dot, so it's possibly the first album released of the year, and it's still one of the best of 2018. Jeff Rosenstock, he was originally in a ska band called Bomb the Music Industry. He's very much of that sort of school of DIY punk that's very much sort of, it's not about the money, it's about, you know, the ethos, the message, the music. And the whole, he's a very, very clever songwriter in terms of sort of how he puts things together. And it's been really interesting to see how his sound's progressed from sort of his Bomb the Music Industry days through his first few albums, through Worry, which was his 2016 album, which is also superb.
Yeah.
And then this one, which is, this is sort of, Post is very much sort of Jeff Rosenstock's State of the Nation album. Because it's, Post refers to it like sort of post-Trump or post, you know, all this. And it's fantastic. It's just a really angry, despairing work, but also
there's a lot of anger here tonight. There's a lot of anger.
I've never. I don't really turn up here with many happy songs.
But you're
today,
not.
Jamie.
You're not angry though.
I can't be, Jamie. I've lost like 6 stone in the last 12 months.
Yeah, and I think you know.
You either say let go.
Yeah.
I let go of 6 stone.
That's good. That I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I know, I fit in the chair. Isn't it amazing? Like, you don't have to get the butter out for after this we finish recording to sort of ease me out.
I wonder. You've got, that's a nice chair you've got. You've got the nice one.
I do. Well, I wheeled it in because it's also wider, because I wanted to make sure that you didn't have to, like, grease me
out.
It's
like you're sitting on a sofa now.
It is. This is lovely. This is like sort of like a DFS sale. It's lovely. It's like a showroom.
I like to think we're a little bit more classier than DFS.
Sterling.
Okay. Jeff Rosenstock, let's play this. This is called Your Throat.
Yes.
Jeff Rosenstock, Your Throat. Okay, we move on swiftly. And about to have some Gaelic lessons in a minute. I was surprised to see Nightworks on here, but not now that I know why they're on here. And also, great band. But I was surprised to see it on your playlist, if that makes sense. So this is about you, not them. great band.
So are you breaking up with me, Jamie?
Yeah, I first met these guys when Expo North was called Go North, and things were so much simpler. probably gone back 5-6 years ago now. And strangely enough, one of those bands that we couldn't do a session with at Belladrum because it was a little bit difficult with their setup and their style of music.
It'd be difficult to do this as an unplugged session. Definitely.
Yeah, it would be. But from the Isle of Skye, they're doing rather well for themselves now.
They have come down from the Isle of Skye and they've got quite big.
Yeah.
And they're not that shy. So, right, Nightworks. Yes, this is a bit different to what I usually torture you with, Jamie. And what I like about them, one, they're really good dance producers, Dance music's one that I've sort of...
I thought you could say they're really good dancers. Like...
Yeah, I love their sinuous bodies.
Oh,
I love the way
God.
They
yeah.
grind and bump their way with the bagpipes.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, sorry, they are extremely good.
They're extremely
that.
Talented yeah. dance producers.
Yeah.
They're extremely talented musicians and like traditional musicians. And I think what makes them stand out... there's a, you know, as traditional music sort of updates itself, because there is a sort of a big traditional revival in Scotland.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
From the younger generation. The younger generation, he says, is 29 years old. These young whippersnappers are coming in with their fiddles and their beats.
Yeah. And doing very well at it.
They are doing very well. And a lot of it's good, but a lot of it's a bit gimmicky. It sounds quite sort of like they're just stitching one on top of the other, sort of unevenly. Yeah. But what I really liked about Nightworks is that they sort of utilise the traditional elements in support of what are essentially just really good dance songs.
And very visual as well.
Yes, very, very much so. I mean, they're evocative. I mean, this song, I mean, I have not spoken Gaelic for 12 years. I cannot tell you what this song has. Like, lyrically, I'm not sure. But it evokes this sort of rushing, this swooping. And, I mean, the singing's beautiful in it. Shan, the three-piece vocal group who sing in this, they do a wonderful job sort of harmonising and singing in the round, all under this sort of quite minimalist sort of beat. And it's just... I really like Nightworks. They're one of my sort of surprising things of last year. And I went to see them at the Barrowlands with Connections. And what really sort of...
Sold out show, wasn't it?
It was sold out. And I got quite emotional, actually. Mm. Because there was a bit when this song started playing, and it just goes... Dum, 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 dum. You'll hear how this song fucking goes in a second. But it starts playing and they start singing.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole Barrowland started singing with it in Gaelic.
Yeah.
And I mean, as a wee Highland boy
coming
down to Glasgow and seeing, like, I don't know how many folk were, I don't know the Barrowland's capacity, but capacity Barrowlands, all singing this traditional
Gaelic song,
Gaelic balladry.
Yeah, it is something, isn't it, when these moments happen? And I don't think you need to understand, sometimes the music transcends that. You don't really need to understand the lyrics, because the music is driving it along and the passion behind that, and they do that very well.
Yeah, very much so. It's like what I was saying with the Laura Jane Grace effort. It's like, you know, it's something that I can't really explain why I like it. And that's why I like it. It sort of like defies that classification.
Okay, so I need you to introduce this one, and in your best Gaelic, please.
My best Gaelic is still...
Or just Gaelic will do.
Yeah. This is the song Ar Fhear an Lá.
That's good.
Thanks.
Eho hiri you a hoed, far and war ho, hiri di
Nightworks. Can you imagine that just went down a storm at the Barrowlands?
Yeah, it was just incredible. I mean, like, that gig, I think what I really liked about it as well is that you had sort of, you had, like, sort of your middle-aged men in sort of Argyle jumpers walking about, and then you had these very young, trendy sort of types, like myself.
Yeah, obviously.
who were there looking resplendent and thin. Just having this absolutely sort of incredible time dancing about and just being young dicks to bagpipes and fucking Gaelic balladry, and it was sort of so weird and wonderful to see, especially in sort of Glasgow, and, like, you know, you can see that in the Highlands every Friday and Saturday night at Hootenanny, but but to see that in Glasgow and in the Barrowlands, one of the most legendary music venues in
it's
the country,
it's great, and I'm really pleased for them that they've done that as well.
They're a cracking bunch of
lads. They are. So from Nightworks we're going to a band called Cinderwell.
I must confess, Jamie, that I had a bit of an issue picking which Cinderwell song to go for, because they're all very good. They're all quite miserable. They're very mournful.
I was going to say, kind of doomy folk, it's been called.
Yes. Yeah. And I've gone for this one, which is... I'm going to level with you, Jamie. It's fucking depressing, right? It's a English translation of an old Yiddish poem called... I believe it's pronounced Mein Rud Platz. I'm just throwing dice against the wall here, but it's about a sort of industrial accident, I believe, and and they've stripped it of nothing until it's just her singing and the sound of a shruti box, so it's just this constant drone throughout it.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's extremely melancholy in how it's sort of put together. So the whole album's really well written. It's strange, and it's sort of... The whole album's got this sort of thick sense of dread and despair in it. But the songwriting's very good, and it's very... It's almost sort of like... It puts you in mind of sort of like sort of abandoned farmhouses and... sort of like old decaying, like,
okay,
and it's like, but you just have to let it sort of soak into your skin,
okay,
and you'll understand, like I think that's probably the best thing to describe this song. It soaks into your pores.
Okay, this is Cinderwell. Let's have this soak into us.
Find me there, Who died for freedom? is the flower of the partisan who died for freedom.
I think moving from Cinderwell into Tom Waits there was probably quite a slick move.
I was quite inspired, I've got to say, Jamie.
Seamless, wasn't it?
It was.
So why have you chosen that one? Bella Ciao, Goodbye Beautiful.
This is like the only new Tom Waits song that's released this year. It's released with his longtime guitarist, Mark Ribot, or Vibo.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Jamie, is that I didn't get into Tom Waits until 2018. And now that I have got into Tom Waits, I have become completely obsessed with Tom Waits, and I'm looking for any opportunity to talk about Tom Waits.
I've still not really got into Tom Waits. I am where you were last year, maybe the year before.
Yeah, I mean, it took me ages to listen to him. Again, it was one of those issues where someone was going, listen to Tom Waits, listen to Bloody Rain Dogs, for the love of God, Kyle. And for the longest time, I was like, but he's like just this gravelly voiced miserablest who just plays the piano. I finally listened to Rain Dogs, and the one thing I didn't realize quickly was just how sort of weird Tom Waits is.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't quite understand just sort of how sort of strange and eclectic he is. Because he's a man who's capable of writing these beautiful, sort of almost schmaltzy sort of piano ballads and love songs and, you know, all these beautiful things.
Yeah.
And instead, he decides to write polkas about fucking smashed out pirates. Some of the song, I mean, Downtown Train's so good that not even Rod Stewart could fuck it up. So there you go.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
There you go.
Listen, this has been great. A whirlwind stop through 2018. It's been really enjoyable. As always, what I like about these things, whoever's on across the desk, is that usually I get to hear some music that I've not heard before, which is always great. And there's some there that I am going away to listen to a lot more, I think. And especially, I'm going back to, I think, the second track we played, She Drew the Gun.
Yep.
I really like that. So already I am looking forward to my brisk walk to work in the morning with that on. And I'll report back.
Good, good. I hope you enjoy it. I mean, I really liked that album. I mean, I like all 10 of these songs because I picked them. But
obviously, yeah.
Yeah, though, it's been a good year.
And this next one, Anna Calvi, one of my favourite acts in the last few years as well, and a great one from last year, Don't Beat the Girl Out of My Boy. This is our final one.
It is, and the reason I went for this one last is because Hunter, the album this is on, is probably my favourite album of 2018.
Great album.
It's phenomenal. I mean, like, I keep sort of vacillating back between this and Joy in terms of just albums of 2018, although my favourite album of 2018 is a joint first with every Tom Waits album. But I think I have to give the nod to Anna Calvi's album because there's something, it's partly because it's something I can't explain, but even the bits I can explain, it's just so decadent. This album, I mean,
it is great.
It's the equivalent of running yourself, this, like, going the full works on a bath, right? You know, you've got the oils and all, like, the bath, like the bath bombs, the matey, you know.
What kind of baths are you having?
Fucking sexy baths, mate. I just sort of, you know, just slowly lowering yourself into the sort of the. It's a really it's a very sort of luxurious, a very sensuous record as well.
Kyle, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank
I will
you
see you in another 3 years' time.
It's 3 years? 3 years? I'll be back in 12 months with another 10
times. Was that the contract? Yeah, the contract is 12 months, isn't it?
Look, Jamie, this is part of the divorce settlement. We have one meeting every year. We try to be nice to each other.
I like it. I like it, though. And thanks for bringing these tracks in. And some new ones there. Some ones been refamiliarised myself with. And I'm sure we'll be back to play some more Idols in another 12 months' time.
Yes, very much so. Well, apparently they're already working on album number 3. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let's do that. Kyle, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. You can find out more about Kyle's choices and the full playlist over at our website, netsounds.co.uk, and we'll leave you with this one from Anna Calvi and Don't Beat the Girl Out of My Boy. Take care. Catch you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Beat the girl.